Welcome to a very special edition of the Best Damn Podcast Ever. Thank you for that. So, William Miller, what we got here? What's happening, man?
This is kind of a surreal experience. We are recording right now in front of a live studio audience.
That's right. If you lived in the Savannah / Georgia area, you could have been here to experience the magic. Spawn622 from the forums is here. Matt Kay is here. Wife of Matt Kay. Some other fans.
That was him.
Some of them don't like me. And this is our... And this is our first attempt.
So what's our head count over there?
Well, let's go around and introduce everybody.
First of all, I'm Blake Buck. If you're new to the show, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
We got William Miller of what's your fame now?
Of Firaxis fame.
Of Firaxis fame. All right, we got Justin Fick on the horn. Justin Fick, what's happening, man?
Yep. How's it going?
We got Spawn.
Spawn622.
Woo! Oh, and if you have an Xbox gamer handle thing, let us know that. Oh, we just got two more.
Uh-oh. It's on its way to being an orgy in here.
It's a Dave and Buster. Your name's not Buster.
All right, who we got over there?
This is Matt Kay and...
Wife of Matt Kay.
Woo!
This is friend of Matt Kay, Spaz180.
Friend of Matt Kay.
Princess. Other friend of
princess,
Matt Kay.
Princess, how's it going?
Not princess.
And this is Chad Kerr on the forums.
Awesome.
There you go. All right, so let's see. What do we got? We got anything else we got to roll? Oh, Podcast Alley is a very important website, one that I'm sure all of you are well versed in. Yes.
Now, what was our ranking? Somebody.
That's
on Podcast
right.
Alley.
Can someone remind me of our last month's ranking? It was shit.
Yeah, pretty much. It was. I don't think it cracked the top 50.
That's terrible. Awful. So
wait. So we are very, very low in the rankings on podcasts.
That's right.
We want to remedy that.
William Miller, how can we vote for the best damn podcast ever?
Well, as you all know, Blake Buck, a long time ago in the days of old, issued a challenge. If we were to get in the top 10, he'd play Marathon naked.
And I know that all these guys want to see that. You want to see that right now?
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to vote for us, what is it? Podcastalley.com? Jesus.
No, hang on a minute. And, I think we need to raise the stakes.
Oh, you do?
It's number 8. Well, so what do y'all think? What outrageous thing besides playing Marathon Naked can Blake Buck do that will incite our listeners to go vote on Podcast Alley?
Two girls, one buck.
Yes! Done. If you want to know what that is, get us in the top 10. All right.
Would you stop throwing that on the fucking table where the mic is? And you just keep going, like, whatever.
All right, but here's the deal. But before we, you know, we're like, you know, Podcast Alley, it's got to be nice, you know, what one vote per person and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But now, cheat.
Cheat like hell.
I don't care.
What would Harry Rex do?
Cheat like hell. Make multiple email addresses, use your friend's computer, vote like 5 times per person. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, we know y'all got multiple IP addresses and emails, so.
So use them.
That's right.
We're all smart hacker types here.
All right, Blake Buck, start this show.
And this is your gaming news for Wednesday, January 8th, 2007. Eight.
This is terrible. This is such a bad idea. All right, what we got in the news this week, Blake Buck?
All right, this week in the news, Microsoft sued over Xbox Live outage and free games associated with that. Microsoft sells 17 million Xbox 360s. NPD numbers come out this month, and guess what? Video games, a lot were sold. And Rockstar builds up their back catalog of downloadable content. All this and more on this week's Best Damn Podcast Ever.
All right, Microsoft now faces a lawsuit over recent problems with its Xbox Live online gaming service. Three Texas residents filed a lawsuit Friday on behalf of themselves and others who've had trouble connecting to Xbox Live in recent weeks. Now, how do you even do this? I'm sure when you register for Xbox Live, you sign something that says, we don't guarantee service all the time, blah, blah, blah. You know, like you do when you sign for internet.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody probably puts out a press release, and it's, what, January 1st. Nobody really cares. There's slow news, so it'll get picked up.
See, in my mind, this is just like three Minutemen who had the day off in Texas, got together.
Minutemen?
You know, they shoot Mexicans coming over the border.
That's not in fucking Texas, you asshole. That was in, like, Philadelphia to fight the Redcoats 200 years ago.
No, I think
ago.
It's in California, actually. It's in Texas?
They're Minutemen.
Look, 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 you dumb bitch. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
I gotta watch myself.
I am better than three Blake Bucks.
So basically, they've had a bunch of new users signing up, and a lot of people are connecting, all sorts of things. So the service has been in and out, kind of sucking lately, and so they're going to be... Would you stop
look, I'm just
kicking
trying to get my
me, dick man?
Go.
So...
But really, all that means is just a bunch of eight-year-olds can't jump online for Halo and, you know, just bitch about how much everyone sucks because they beat them so bad.
That's
true. All it really amounts to.
I hate online play of
so,
any kind.
I doubt this lawsuit
will
go...
Well, the other thing, too, is it's actually causing problems with some games. Like, it causes... like, I have not been able to connect for probably a week now. And,
really?
For instance, in Guitar Hero 3, it always... tries to sign you in. If in the title screen you can't sign in and you back out of it, it hangs in the title screen. So it's causing problems with some games too. So it's actually pretty huge.
Yeah.
And
not huge enough to warrant a lawsuit by, you know, three guys who are just, I don't know, getting bored of masturbating or something, so trying to sue somebody. But.
Yeah, achievements don't stick either. I had to play through Assassin's Creed twice to get all the achievements that I earned the first playthrough while Live was down.
That's true.
But on the plus side, it builds up the replay value of a game.
Oh yeah, all your chibis gone. I can see how a bunch of people get pissed off at this, but I understand, like, Microsoft has handled the situation pretty well, and they're doing something about it, Blake Buck.
That's right, because there's going to be free games for Xbox Live users. Thank you for that segue. So they put out a press release that basically said, sorry, here's a free game, so... Come sometime in like February, they're probably going to be given free games to those who experience the outages.
Now, we were doing some speculating earlier as to what exactly the game is going to be. Justin Fick, what do
you
think?
It's going to be some shit like Feeding Frenzy.
Zuma.
Yes.
Wife Zuma. Of Matt K is not pleased.
Bubble Pop. Bubble Pop 2. Revenge of Bubble Pop.
Dude, you guys listed like all of my favorite games and trashed on them.
I'm sorry, you can't help it. You're female. You like dumb shit. You know, it's fine.
I really don't know how to answer that.
She's going
to
kick your ass, Blake Buck.
I like to see her try. Okay. So, basically, if you've been experiencing outages, those are coming to an end. Maybe you'll get a free game out of it, so we'll keep you updated on that. William Miller, what you got for us?
Wait, why do I have two newses?
I got two newses, too.
Really?
Because they're both numbers stories.
Oh, but I don't... All right. Microsoft, 17.7 million Xbox 360s sold. End of news.
Okay.
Look, if Tom Barbalay taught us anything, if it's got a number in it, it dumb.
Okay.
Leading us to the next article.
Look, you got to read these now. These are big numbers.
All right.
Overall, if you had to guess how many dollars were spent in the gaming industry, William Miller, in the month of November, what would you say that would be?
Maybe perhaps to the tune of $2.63 billion.
Oh, really? Is that off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, okay. That's my rough estimate. Very rough estimate. That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash. Let's see, 13.12... I can't read from this distance.
You can't read from any distance.
Oh, wait, we gotta stop. So, Blake Buck told me a story.
Uh-oh.
Okay, about him reading. So
I don't remember this.
So Blake had to take a flight.
Oh, f*** you. Whatever. Whatever.
Blake got to take a flight on a plane, and he decides that instead of playing his Nintendo or something on the
that's
flight.
That's right. I'm going to better myself.
He's going to better himself by reading a book. So he's got a five-hour travel time. He's going to see how many pages he can read in that amount
that's
of
right.
time.
That's right. I read
how
a lot.
Many did you
a
get?
Lot. A space lot.
How many?
A lot.
50.
That's a lot of pages. 50
pages.
That's a lot.
Dude, you know what, though? That's pretty good for a book. Like honestly, like every time I bring a book on the plane, it's kind of like you get two pages and then you're done.
No,
The air conditioning kicks.
5 hours, 50 pages?
I win. Fix on my side.
Okay, all right.
Dude, if I read for 5 hours, I would kill myself. Like, there's no way to keep that up. That's like a marathon. That's like running a marathon. I can't read for 5 hours.
Reading marathon.
Reading marathon. Okay. So, this story's dumb. Actually, let's see. Okay, so the top SKU, which is video game term for game. The top game was on the Xbox 360, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, which sold 1.57 million copies in the month of November. And that's a lot. That's a lot of power there.
That is a lot of power.
Do you think it's going to be eclipsed by December sales, or do you think December sales are going to trickle off?
I don't know. I think that we've had a really weak holiday in terms of, like, just across the board in every respect. People just aren't buying stuff as much.
Where the f*** are you coming up with this?
I listen to NPR sometimes.
Oh, like, yeah?
The Smart Channel.
Oh, the Smart Channel. Why don't you get an award for smart? Because right. you got it.
Well, here's my question. Now, Microsoft has sold a lot of units. They've sold a lot of games. Are they in the black with their games endeavor?
Everybody says they're still in the red. I mean, at least somebody's making money in this industry or it wouldn't exist. Now, maybe Microsoft and hardware.
Yeah, not Sony.
Microsoft still may be on the red in terms of hardware, but I'm sure with all the, well.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize
is that.
I've
heard something that to the tune that they're making profit now.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that the big consoles, especially now, are heavily subsidized by the company that makes them.
Not especially now. I mean, that's the way it's always been. You go look back to, I mean, even like, you know, Razors, for instance, when they were sold in like the 20s. You like who's the razor company? Gillette. When they first started selling razors, they gave you the razor blade, the razor for free, but the blades cost money, right?
Yes.
Well, that's the same. It's the same yes. concept for a game where you know you give away the console at a loss and you charge more money for the things it uses.
That's true.
That was a long and probably too complicated metaphor. Let's move on. Nintendo's dominance held. With the how many DSs? We did not read anything.
Oh God! Look,
Fick go.
all right. See, I like this. Whoever put this news in here, I want to thank you because Blake Buck and William Miller, two big huge articles each, a lot of numbers. Me, Rockstar Games on Steam. That's it.
All right, let's move on to that. I'm done with numbers.
All right, so Steam is getting bigger. Digital distribution. So Rockstar has put its entire back catalog on games up on Steam. So that is that's all the GTA games. That's from the original shitty Grand Theft Auto through the awesome Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. We've got Midnight Club 2, Max Payne, Max Payne 2, Manhunt, and Wild Metal Country, which I've never heard of. But anyway,
you got it wrong. It's Max Payne 2, Fall of Max Payne. Very important that you get that right.
Excuse me for leaving off the emo, angsty subtitle.
Why don't you go eat a dick, because that game is amazing.
Dude, spare me your subtitles.
So how much does all that cost, Justin Fick?
Well, here's the deal. If you want the entire jank of the week, that's $60. That gets you all the games.
Are you serious?
That's a lot. I mean, that's 10, and most of those are fairly, I mean, maybe not Midnight Club 2 or Wild Metal Country, but beyond those two, all those games are awesome, especially the GTA and Max Payne's.
Yeah, I mean think like you know, San Andreas, Vice City, you run you about $20 each, Max Payne 2 about $20 each. You know, yeah. And then, you know.
And it says here you can get the entire GTA collection for $30. Yeah. So that's a lot of awesome to get for just
$30. That's
that
a
could
good
even
deal.
Be a jank of the week.
Indeed.
Oh. All right, so now let's go to releases. Our news sucked this week.
We're sorry. Well, I mean, it's right after Christmas. So.
That's true. It's going to be slow for a few weeks, but the releases will get better. Like Kingdom Under Fire. Circle of Doom for the Xbox 360. That's sad that's the top one, meaning like that's the best we've got. From the makers of Kingdom Under
Fire. This sounds like a role-playing game.
Oh, the Wiki Fairy thinks this title is generic. Kingdom Under Fire, Circle of
Doom.
I guess
y'all
it
think?
Is a little. What do you guys
what
think?
What is this game? Somebody explain
it. No, I looked this up, Dick. All right.
Just do stump buck logic to figure it out.
Well, it kind of sounds like you take an RPG, and then it kind of sounds like they've added some, you know, like from the title, you get some World War II game elements into it.
Yeah.
So think like Call of Duty, like Knights of the Round Table.
Kingdom Under Fire that was originally like kind of a strategy game, the first two games, and now it's sort of a hack and slash RPG. So it looks like it sucks. I played the demo. It's on the marketplace. It blew. So maybe it doesn't, the demo doesn't show it off well, but it looked like it sucks. But it's coming out on January 8th, the same day that this podcast is, and right now, meaning yes. Today.
meaning you can go out and not buy this game right now.
All right, what we got, Wii Miller?
I like this next one. Sonic Rider Zero Gravity, coming out for Wii and PS2 on January 8th. Think of it as Tony Hawk plus Hedgehog minus fun. We've also got NFL Tour minus for the fun, Xbox 360, PS3 on January 8th. Travel across the country to complete an NFL contract. Yay. Insert Michael Vick here, Vick joke here. Go, Blake Buck.
Michael Vick, funny.
And Omega 5 for XBLA, January 9th. A side-scrolling shooter. I've seen some screenshots. This looks pretty, pretty cool.
What do you think about it? I know you got your opinions.
I've played this. It's amazing.
Oh,
really?
Oh, you have?
Oh, I have. It's good.
Okay. How have you played it? Do you have a dev kit?
You play on PartnerNet? Are we going to have another one of these?
Uh-oh.
Is that what Ikaruga all over again?
No, don't say that. No, Microsoft's still listening.
You better bleep that out.
It totally was not on PartnerNet, and I allegedly did not play it while I was up there.
No. Okay. Oh.
But if I had, I would know that Omega 5 is a shooter. It's a very old, you know, it's old school style shooter, and it's very cool. And by the way, whoever wrote this description in here, WikiFairy, this worst description ever. No. So Omega 5 is a scrolling shooter that will have enemies coming at you from all angles. So look sharp.
Dumb.
Dude.
Coming up next, we got Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. Awesome. The beginning of destiny. God, no, don't make thumbs down at this. This is a big deal, okay? I've had this one on my hit list for a few months now, and it's got... I thought it had, the description just says anime weeaboo bullshit in digital card game rectangle. Awful.
I like the subtitle, The Chronicles of the Quest for the Dragon Crystal Heart Crystal for PS2. That's the actual full title. That the Wiki Fairy came.
Okay, we're gonna power through the rest of these because they're all dumb because it's January. Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, coming out.
Phoenix Wright Clone.
World Championship Paintball, Luxor, Jackass the Game. That sounds comically awful. DDR somewhere. Okay, all right, done with that. It's January. We'll make it through, I swear. The good games are coming. All right, now it's time for the judgment.
All right, so we should do this judgment a little bit better, or a little bit different. Now that we've got all these people. Have you guys played Assassin's Creed?
Yeah.
Okay,
so right. We get a little bit of
perhaps
input.
We might have a discussion-based judgment. Justin Fick, what do you think about that?
That sounds good to me.
All right.
I played it.
So, Justin Fick, why don't you tell us what Assassin's Creed is, and we're going to go around the room and say what we think about it.
Do we need to put spoiler alert?
For what?
Lucas, sound a spoiler alarm.
There's no spoilers in the game. It's retarded.
The game's like 5 hours long anyway.
Are you telling me are you like, no, don't spoil the fucking ingenious plot that's so awful?
All of the advertisement made it look like it was going to be Prince of Persia in the Knights of Templar, and it turns out to be The Matrix.
Well, so what?
I couldn't tell you what this game was about. Because I was under the impression that, yeah, it was going to be medieval times, and I'm this dude that's supposed to blend in with a bright white robe and fucking knives and shit. But it turns out I'm some fucking chump in a hospital or something. I don't even know.
Yeah, so I guess we can talk about that right now. I thought that, though I haven't beaten it, I'm sure the ending sucks. The plot is a little contrived and stupid, I think. What do you guys think?
Well, on the one hand, this is the biggest thing since Metal Gear Solid 2 of faking out the people. Because you remember Metal Gear Solid 2, all the advertisement leading up to the game made you think you'd be playing Solid Snake the whole time.
Oh, disaster.
As soon as you finish the very short tanker chapter, you end up as Raiden.
So you know what, though? It's like I had no problem with that. It's like everyone likes to complain about that. It's like, honestly, what you think about it, I was cool with that, but the thing I hate about Metal Gear Solid 2 is what I like to call the deathbed life story speech. so like Metal Gear Solid was the first game that really did it. So like I remember, you know, having like this awesome fight with, you know, remember Psycho Mantis, and you kill him and he goes into this deep, you know, like life story, and I was like, dude, that's deep. But by the third or fourth boss that did it in that game, I was like, dude, shut up. I don't care who.
Yeah, Assassin's
who.
Creed's got that too.
I don't care who grew up on the battlefield. It's like, no, shut up and die. I kicked your ass. Don't fucking tell me your life story.
Me and my buddies used to have a joke. They say in that game all the time, there's no time for love on the battlefield. So we'll just say that to each other, like, oh, there's no time for candy on the battlefield. There's no time for shoelaces on the battlefield.
But yeah, so there was that big fake out that once again was destroyed. The fake out was once again destroyed if you read the manual, which, you know, most of the gamers can't read, so it wasn't really spoiled.
Blake Buck, case in point.
But another thing, it's been billed as like, what, Prince of Persia 2.0, like a spiritual successor. But on the one hand, the idea that you're someone going into the past, that may actually do good for future games, because you're no longer stuck stretching out a concept that should have only been stuck to one game. Now, next Assassin's Creed 2 can be the fall of Altair or something.
Yeah.
Instead of doing that, it can be a completely new guy and just say it's in the spirit of Assassin's Creed and still sell that IP.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked the setting, and like the character design was cool, even though in the game he looks like a gigantic walking light bloom. but it actually reminds me of that game, Lost Planet. That's what I think is white. It's just all white.
Everyone wore white, even though times were dirty back then.
But here's my... Oh, so what about the gameplay? How does it play? Because from the videos, it looks like you jiggle your sticks and do all this cool shit.
The controls, people talk about the controls, is like you sort of have... Yeah, you can move around.
It's one of those games where you have to just... You have to like sit down and start it, and then don't play anything else until you beat it, because you will completely forget the controls.
Yeah.
they're just like totally out of left field. And
yeah, you like hold it. R is sort of like a shift button, and it gives you a whole new set of commands, but they're related to the first ones. I don't know. It's effective because your guy can do a lot of things. The thing that I think is really amazing about the gameplay is the animation and how you can move. And it feels real how he moves, and he can crawl all over stuff. And there's never awkward moments where it's like, oh, and he, you know, like the animation flickers or, you know, like, well, there's some, you know, like you walk off an edge and he does that stupid, you know what I'm talking about, where he does the whoa.
Sonic lean over and shake your arms.
Yeah. But, yeah, just crawling around the city. I mean, the missions are kind of dumb, but, you know, for the most part, it's fun. So what do we think, guys? Anybody? Spawn, I know, has got a few thoughts on this.
I mean, it took a little while to get used to the controls and stuff, but, you know, it seems like it's going to be fun. I've only played, like, the first two levels of the thing.
Oh, yeah?
I really don't have that much of a judgment for it. But it seems like it's going to be fun. I hate the storyline, so it's really run around, stab, run away.
Cut.
All right, so what do we think?
Blade out of arm.
So, Justin Fick, what do we think? A thumbs up?
I say thumbs up.
I say thumbs up, but...
Not as far up as other people.
Yeah, not quite as far up as all the game sites have been giving it. So, it's good, but
again, Tentative.
Tentative thumbs up. All right. And with that, are we going to do... are we going to do Jank?
What is this Jank?
Dude, that's stupid. We're skipping that.
James Bond, 007, Nightfire.
Dumb.
Thanks, Wiki Fairy.
Okay.
So, dude, for $10, dude, you can get that for free just by winning IMG podcast contests. And since nobody enters those contests, it's
talk to Tunzer. If you ever won one of our podcast contests,
that's right. Contest. Yeah, that's another thing. I'm gonna go when I go back to school. I'm gonna make shirts. If for any reason we owe you a shirt and didn't send you, which we didn't because I haven't made them yet. Oh, I see a shirt over there.
Yeah, Wife of Matt K is sporting a very, very fine BDPE shirt. And we also got some vinyl stickers and like there was one on, whose guitar was that?
Spawn's
Guitar Hero guitar has got the old logo on. It's awesome. I love it.
Dude, what I want to know is where is the BDPE tattoo?
That's right.
That's
Spawn,
right.
What's happening?
What happened to that?
Get your stick, son. What happened?
All right. The thing that happens, I've got two kids for one.
They have tattoos?
No, they don't have tattoos.
You can get them BDP tattoos also.
We'll talk to Wife of Spawn about that and see how that goes over. The thing is, we had trouble with the house. I had to fix the house, so I ran out of money.
No.
Money is a problem.
Look, you got to have your priorities straight. House or logo on your face, because that's where it had to go.
I've always had this desire to get Blake Buck's face tattooed onto my face.
Be a great tattoo,
so that
Miller.
It'd be like looking, it's like you'd look into the face of a pan-dimensional horror from Lovecraft or something. If you were to, and you could get mine tattooed on yours, it'd be awesome.
I know, and then
like,
I can look in the mirror, lives. I'd say, there he is.
You need to have like recursive tattoos where you get a tattoo of Blake Buck's face as a tattoo of your face on the tattoo of his face.
Oh.
I think I'm gonna get a tattoo.
There's some recursion.
Yeah,
it's like divide by zero.
I'm gonna shave my head and then I'm gonna get a tattoo of my face on the back of my head.
Great. I think we've got a face-off moment with William Miller and Blake Buck here. Swapping faces, you know, run around, take each other's lives over.
I love the title of that movie.
Face off. Slash off.
I mean, come on.
But guys, the tattoo will still happen. I've just got to relinquish funds for it. So it's on hold right now, but it will happen.
Good deal.
We'll table it for now. We'll table it.
All right. Well, we better see. There better be photos.
Oh, it will be photos. It will happen.
All right, Blake Buck. So we're rounding out this year.
That's right.
It's the new year now, 2008. And I thought
we're 34 episodes into the 34 best episodes podcast in ever.
And I thought we might take a moment to reflect on some of our favorite parts of the show.
Oh, boy.
Lovely guests. So our favorite memes or moments, favorite battles, failed or won.
Okay, so let's see. What are some of you guys' favorite moments from the show? I know, especially Chad, you've got your favorite moments all lined up, don't you?
No. Everything about the show is my favorite. Done.
Now, just to clarify, he has not been drinking today. That's the honest truth.
Not yet.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay, so let's see. I don't know. I can't even think of anything specific. Well, what about you?
Okay, so
I know you've got something
for us. Let's start from the beginning, Blake Buck. Let's tell the tale, how it all came to be. We're swirling in turmoil after Tester Dennis has sent us reeling into crisis.
That's right. I remember because I made this. Okay, so we're doing the IMG podcast, and really the turning point when we decided we're going to start Best Damn Podcast Ever is when I made a video about a game called Redline. And it's on BDPE, but this racing game sucks dick. It is awful. Terrible racing game.
Was this like the precursor to the Jeff Gertzman debacle?
Yeah, kind of, because like in a way, like
Blake Buck did it first.
Yeah, Blake Buck, he did it first.
That's right. He's a copycat. But I don't know, I was making this video and I made one that kind of mocked the game. I thought, it didn't really matter, but you know, apparently the guys at Ambrosia didn't like that, so I didn't like being limited in what we could put out, so we ended the show soon after that. So now we were rocking BDPE. Now, William, I know you got a favorite moment.
I think my favorite moment is when we came up with the name for this show. We were talking on the phone, I forget where I was, I think I was in California, and you were at home beating off and we were talking on the phone, we're racking our brain for a name, and you didn't want to do it initially. It was a little too out there for you.
I thought it was. What do you guys think? Best Damn Podcast Ever, is that too complicated?
Sort of a bit of a hubris.
Too much hubris, a little presumptuous, maybe.
Probably so.
Yeah,
but it is that a lie?
Yeah, hey, are obviously not someone listened to it four times in a row.
Oh, Jesus.
Unless they're masochistic.
I did enjoy when we brought Battle back. That was pretty good.
I was just thinking about that.
That would have been my moment.
Speaking of which, we f***ing forgot that shit. What the hell?
I tell you what.
No. We're going to have live battle, and it's going to be acted out with whoever's there.
Oh, I know. We were going to have live battle, but
we can't think of anything, though. What would it
be? Okay, well, here's what we were thinking about doing originally. We were going to have one or maybe two of you guys volunteer to go find Blake Buck a date in Savannah, bring her back here, and we'll interview her on the
show. And see if she meets my criteria.
That's a time-consuming effort, so we can't think of anything else.
Just Vic, I know you got something.
I was thinking just have people fight to the death.
But I'm fight to the death, okay.
Spawn, like Matt K, do it. Fight to
fight.
The death.
Fight to the death.
Fight. Have we done David Manusco?
No.
Are we sure?
Isn't that like a movie producer?
David Mancuso.
That's this guy?
He lives in Eastern Time in New York City.
Wow. Oh, I got it. I got the battle. All right, you ready? Justin Fick, we'll get him to reenact something that we did. You got to go to the Nintendo store and penis bomb the shit out of it with your DS.
What?
Don't you remember that?
No.
So Justin Fick...
Dude, that's a risky proposition.
I know. Justin Fick and I, we went to the Nintendo store because I had to buy a DS. I didn't have a DS, but we went in there and... You know, there's Wi-Fi everywhere, and everybody's on PictoChat. So you got to go in and you draw penises into the PictoChat, and all the little kids. And the funny thing about that was, we started getting penises back. Like it didn't phase them at all. It was wild. So I think that
like,
that should be
you'll
it right
be
there.
Preemptively dicked if you try this. Like those kids got the dick on lockdown.
We can't assume that he lives like in New York proper. All right, so what we got to come up with something else.
When I was in China, I ate 3 fried scorpions on a stick. I have pictures to prove it. See if someone can beat that.
Yeah, like
you're not going to be able to get fried scorpions.
Go to Chinatown, man. Okay, what? So...
It can be... You have to beat it. Anything that beats worse than 3 scorpions.
See, but that's not. It's got to be something. Now, something
I've always wondered. It's kind of in the same vein of what's bigger, a liter or a quart. What's more manly to eat, a scorpion or like a tarantula? So would three tarantulas beat three scorpions?
I think they had tarantulas there too.
Oh my god, that was pretty bad.
I know Dave's got some.
Dave did the polar bear plunge.
If he lives in New York City, he could do that. Yeah. Grand Beach.
It's cold up there.
Oh, I think we've got it. I think we've got it.
The polar bear plunge.
That's it.
Picture him sitting in ice water playing game.
Tell him to write tbdpe.com.
On his chest.
Yeah, on his chest.
And then jump in cold water.
So what's the, was it again, just to jump in cold water with that written on your chest?
So wait, where do you do this, Dave?
Anywhere where the water is frozen or close to it. Like, I live in Wisconsin, so Lake Michigan, it's 33 degrees this time of year.
Wait, isn't there a possibility, like, he'll die if he, like, jumps in?
If you get in an hour right away.
I mean, look, guys, I've seen CSI.
There's a possibility you can get struck by lightning by stacking game boxes, so.
Lucas could have died during his battle challenge.
That's true.
His stomach could have exploded. It could have been
Lucas has vast gastric fortitude.
He could have been like 7 gluttony.
Dude, and you know what? What about battling cancer? That's very deadly.
That's true. That's another one of my favorite.
That is the deadliest disease. The cancer battle. So this guy could just sack up and jump into the fucking water.
I was going on a date with wife. No, you have cancer.
I think we need to make this a little more difficult, though. I mean, that's just like find water, find marker, and go.
I'm not a fan of that. We gotta like something.
Like, we need to add another element, because like I'm all hyped up about the eat aspect. So maybe he's just like he get like
some,
a taco or
some
something.
Like
be eating
girl.
The taco as he plunges.
Find some
random girl like and to do the plunge with him at the same time.
I got it. Here we go. Well,
and the scorpions.
Man.
Find a woman. And then get her to write tbdpd.com on her breasts and send us photos.
Yes.
I like it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. And then push her into a river of freezing
this?
Water.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. All right. That's it.
Now, where specifically? I don't think we want it to be nude, though, do we?
No, just somewhere.
On a hot woman. Has to be, and she has to be hot. That's one of the rules.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll leave that one open ended. We'll say you have to get the hot woman to write our website on some part of them. Where is up to you. You get bonus points for being creative.
Okay.
So
this, I'm pretty sure this is a crime.
Dude, there's no creative. Right. I want cleavage.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is a crime too. All okay.
Do
no
it.
No creativity. Cleavage.
All right, we're gonna add him in.
Dude, I got the music on lockdown this time.
Oh, you got the music on lock?
You have the music?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
David M. David M, this is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
Oh, hey. What's up?
This is actually a treat because not only are we listening here, but a bunch of people came for the first ever show recorded in front of a live studio audience. Everybody say hey.
Hey!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's
So you better not screw this up. All right, so are you down for battle this evening?
Do you accept?
I accept.
Okay, so we figured because it's New Year's, and at New Year's you're supposed to see hot women, but we didn't
what,
really.
What holiday tradition is this?
It's mine, my personal one. Okay, so here's your challenge. It should be fairly simple. We noticed that you live in New York, of all places.
Yes.
That's true. So I've been to New York a couple times, and there are lots of very attractive ladies, wouldn't you say, Blake Buck?
I would say so.
All right, and Justin Fick, you live there. There's a.
Indeed.
Okay.
I concur.
So what? Here's your challenge. You must find an attractive woman. And get her
preferably on the street.
Preferably on the street, a stranger. And you must get her to write somewhere on her body our website and take a picture of it.
BDPE.com?
TBDPE.
TBDPE.com. We don't actually own BDPE.com.
This dickwad has it.
Yeah. So
okay.
Where she writes it is creative. Bonus points for you know where. On the tatas.
On her fun bags.
And then we'll know if it's your mom. So go out and find someone.
All right. Well, we're gonna call you back here in about an hour.
All right.
Okay. Well, good luck, sir. Justin Fick, take us out.
I like my battle music.
All right. There we go. I don't know.
No, it was great music.
Justin Fick got it on. He piped it through Skype. He got it on lock.
Dude, I piped that straight through Skype. Piping hot through Skype.
Oh,
by the way, I don't
goodness.
Know. Mr. David didn't sound too enthusiastic.
Yeah, he
I'm
was like,
worried.
Titties.
He may try to press some dude's titties together.
You know what, though? He would get bonus points for that.
Yes, he
that's,
would.
That's using creativity.
Yes, he
Somebody
would.
Somebody just me. What if you were, like, really, really into the show, right? But then you, like, he lost interest or whatever, and then we still called you, and he went, oh, man, really?
You submitted your number. There is no expiration on your battle entry.
Yeah, battle does not expire.
Yeah, that
battle does not
that
have
number was from
life.
September. So it's been a while.
When I lived in somewhere near America.
Yeah, I want to get our first foreign battle. Like somebody from the UK or from Australia. If anybody
Max,
out there.
Maxis, for, didn't Maxis enter?
Did he?
I think he did.
On the forums? I don't know.
You know he left that voicemail heat last time. The
have we
British.
Battled sipping? Big Buggy got a cow lick there.
Bam. Okay.
Every time I see that picture, I laugh. That's the picture with the young lady and the corn and the slightly more rotund individual.
Did I ever tell you guys my corn story from college? I might have done this.
No. Please.
All right, just Justin Fick has a corn story that he can tell to kill some time. I might have told this in our little fireside chat that we had, but if I didn't, here's my corn story. So Justin Fick, sophomore year of college, is hanging out. And it's getting pretty late in the night. It's maybe like 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, and dorm buddy from down the hall comes by, stops in because Justin Fick's door is always open in college. Comes in, you know, and does the whole hey, what's up, how's it going, that kind of shit. And he's like, you hungry? And I'm like, yeah, I'm you know a little bit. He's like, you want some corn? I'm like, excuse me. He's like, do you want some corn? I'm like, you just have. Corn. He's like, yeah. He pulls and he has a can of corn in his hand for absolutely no reason in the middle of a dormitory. So I'm like, okay. So we go up to the all girls floor because the all girls floor is the only floor that has a kitchen. And so we open up our can of corn and we want to heat up our can of corn. So we're like, we don't have any bowls or anything. So we put the can directly on top of the electric range and we heat it up for as long as it takes, 3 minutes or whatever. And so we're heating it up and we it's ready to go. And we come to realize that not only can we not pick this up, we don't have any sort of pot holders or anything. So we can't grab the can, we can't do anything. So my buddy Josh takes paper towels, right?
Oh.
Gets like 3 or 4 paper towels and you know sort of like covers his hand and grabs the can of corn and it works. He's able to pick it up, but the corner of the paper towel just ever so brushes the electric little range thing there and just bursts into flame. So, but like we didn't want to lose our corn. So quickly, like he thought quick. He didn't drop the corn. He actually went over to the table and put it down, and was able to like whip off the paper towels and step on it before. And then you know as he was stepping on, I realized that his jacket was on fire. So the jacket comes off, and we're stepping on the jacket, and this whole time there's like you know fucking 7-8 like chem majors over at the. It was like a little like dining room type table over on the side, just sort of staring at us, watch us stomp out this dude's jacket with a can of corn ever so close. But we did stomp out the fire. We did put the fire, no alarms, and we were able to enjoy an entire can of corn. That's my corn story.
That had to be the best tasting corn ever.
You had to work real hard for that corn. Let me think about having corn stories.
That corn was tempered by fire.
Oh, you don't?
All right, Blake Buck.
I taught through Skype is what that was.
I was trying to think of – because past couple shows I've been forgetting about all the stories that I have to tell.
But get your heat book out.
Let me get my book out and see.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, Blake Buck carries with him, as do I, a heat book where he writes his heat. It is shaped to the curvature of his ass, having been in his pocket so long. It's disgusting, actually.
You know what's strange, though? Because, like, you know, I told you guys before that I actually do carry the same journal. And the thing is, I do put it in my back pocket also, but mine does not adopt the shape of my ass. I don't know what Blake Buck is doing.
It's just Blake's
to make
ass, you know. Shaped,
but it does.
Oh, so
the moisture, is that what it is?
It's time for golden moments with Blake Buck. All right? You're joking, moisture. It's moist right now.
That's gross. Stop that.
So it's time for some treasured moments with Blake Buck. Luke is filling some music here. Okay. Other than what I just did, which was awful. So I was in the... I went to the Where is you guys ever go to the bookstore? Like, right at the beginning of the year, they got all the calendars out, right? And I don't understand why the calendars are instantly cheaper the day after. It's like they're twice as much the day before, and then after, they're practically free.
Well, because the days have already been used.
Now, is that this year's calendars or previous year's calendars?
Yeah, this was just a few days ago. So I'm in the calendars. I'm at the calendar section. My mom's trying to find one. And I see one that's got, like, Maxim Hot Babes 200 on them. It's got, like... You know, these girls that are 90% naked. I'm thinking to myself, because it's a wall calendar, what am I supposed to do with this? Am I supposed to, like, get up, eat my breakfast, look at this, and then, like, jerk off before I go to work? I don't understand. Like, why? It's like, oh, I wish I had time for that, but I don't.
Maybe put the calendar over your toilet.
Hey. No, I guess that's a good idea. That's a good idea. But then it would be one photo a month. I'd get sad pretty quick. Let's see what else.
Go travel
and
through time.
And she doesn't go away after you're done.
Yeah, I can
might start feeling guilty or like
that relationship. Like,
don't look at me no more.
Okay, so I was watching TV, and I'm just gonna go through and read all of these. I was watching TV the other day, and I live in Mississippi. Now, Mississippi is known as the asshole of the United States for a variety of reasons, but I'm pretty sure I found the exact reason. When I was watching local, like, public broadcasting, it was like, you know, whatever, local access channel, and it had a commercial for this device called the Backup. This is a holster that goes under your bed for your shotgun. The Backup.
That's Plan B.
Dude, you gotta be ready.
In case your other shotguns get lost... You'll still have the backup.
Now, Blake Buck, we came up with a very interesting business endeavor the
other day.
That's
right. That's
written
right here, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you're getting to it.
but
okay. So Blake Buck wants to get a tan.
Right. I mean,
don't really know why.
Now, who here has ever gotten a tan? Anybody? Like, gone to a tanning salon?
I've gone.
You've gone to a tanning salon, Joseph?
I've gone to a tanning salon.
Well, how'd that work out?
Not much to it. You go into this little capsule. It feels like you're traveling through time, and it has a radio, and that's it.
Okay.
So, wife of Matt K.
And then you come out, and your nuts are red, and then that's it.
So, now, wife of Matt K., do you have a tan?
No,
story?
I am so white, I burn and peel, and I'm white again. But I did have a friend who tried the tan in a can, and she ended up looking orange for a very long time.
Like... Well, anyway, so there are many men who want to go get a tan.
The problem with tans is that, like, if a dude wants to go get a tan, he feels gay, right? He's like, oh, welcome to Sunset Tans, right? And you feel gay. There's no sports. There's no football in there. It's all girly and these perfumes and stuff. That's why me and William Miller are going to start the Man Tan.
That's right. And just so you don't think it's gay... we're going to have a football and a beer
in the logo,
so you know.
Well, and you go in, and there'll be, like, hot girls, and it's like, sup, dude, right? And everybody's going to be slapping each other's backs when you go in. And
will there be a Maxim calendar on top?
Yes.
Maxim calendar in
everywhere.
Every booth.
Yes. All the months, all the time.
But I was thinking, what's something you do every day where you could be tanning? Because, like, tanning, it takes time. You got to keep it up, right? You got to go to tanning salon often. What if there was, like, a tanning bed in your shower? You go in the shower, you're naked awesome. Already, you're saving time, doubling your efficiency, and you get a beautiful golden tan
and
at the end
your
of the
ass
day.
Breaks one of them bulbs, and you electrocute yourself and die.
No, or, no.
Dude, it don't work that way.
No, exactly.
them's the UV rays piped through Skype over there.
Justin Fix take them UV rays. let's see, what else is in here while we're killing time?
Well, I think you could even put the like the Maxim calendars like in some sort of booth so they can actually tan and beat off at the same time. That's something you do every day too when you're naked.
Yeah, but you'd hate to be the next customer in line for that particular booth.
Dude, you put drains in. You know what? I got an even better idea. So it's a shower that you can beat off in that has a tanning booth in it. So you can do all three. How's that? Dude.
And also, go to the bathroom in case.
Yeah, pretty much. I just want to live in a cube where everything in my life happens for me.
Can you put like the fridge right next to that so I don't have to leave the shower ever?
Exactly. Let's see. What? Oh, okay. So guys, some of you may know this. Blake Buck is back on the lady market.
Woo! It's about goddamn time.
That's right. That's right. And I was talking. I think Dave and Aaron know this. Very well. I'm sorry. I got drunk. I'm sorry. But so.
Oh, did you give them the talk? Did you get suckered into that? Okay.
Okay, so I've been reading this book lately about how to improve your game, how to improve your skills at attracting young ladies, right? So I thought, this will be great for me, right? I can learn valuable life lessons. So. In this book, you do a challenge a day for 30 days, and at the end of the 30 days, you're the master, okay? Would you quit rolling your eyes over there? This is serious business. So one of the challenges was to overcome your fear of strangers. You had to look in the phone book and call random telephone numbers and ask to ask if they'd seen any good movies lately.
This is prank calling.
Yeah, no, what could possibly go wrong with that?
That's not a prank phone call. I legitimately needed to know about movies, okay?
Well, that's the challenge.
That's the challenge. The challenge is to get them not to hang up and recommend you a movie. It's a social skill builder, perchance?
Wasn't that the opening to Scream?
He called up, asked about movies.
Right.
Next thing you know, Butcher hanging from the tree by your intestines.
So I called... I thought, this will be no problem. I'll get this done in like 5 or 6 calls. It took me literally 50 calls.
Wow.
To get 3 movie recommendations.
Wait, but what did you do? Like fart into the phone or something?
No, but like you say, have you seen any good movies lately? And they go, no, I hadn't seen anything. And then they hang up. So the first lady that answered was an older black lady. And she was like, I don't really go to the movies. I mostly watch TV. I said, oh, yeah, what kind of TV shows you like? Martin, he's my favorite. Syndication, that's right.
Speaking of which, I have a guilty pleasure. Y'all ready for my guilty pleasure?
Go.
Oh, you... do
somebody keeping track? Which one was that? I love Matlock.
What?
Who? Oh, Matlock. Okay.
I love
like,
Matlock.
As in Matthew like, Lock. No, no, I gotcha.
Like, I want that dude to be my friend. Just pal around with that dude.
With Matlock?
I love Matlock and Murder, She Wrote. Like, those two shows.
Do you like hanging out with old men and women?
Well, I had a grandmother that I was very close to, and that is all we did, was watch Matlock and...
My grandmother watched Quantum Leap. What's wrong with Quantum Leap?
Oh, boy.
He had that thing that made the little noise. What was it called? His little computer thing?
That's a dildo,
Ziggy.
Blake Buck.
That's not a dildo.
I was thinking that's Knight Rider.
I think
hold everything right now. Business opportunity. Combine those things, Knight Rider brand dildos. To talk to you. Dude.
Just make
this
sure
is too good to
you.
Pass up. Someone make this now, patent it.
You heard they're remaking Knight Rider, right?
Hello, Blake.
Wait, what? They're remaking Knight Rider?
Remaking it.
Oh my God. Who's going to be
dildos
in it?
Have lights that go back and forth on them? Yes, I'm wondering.
Would you need a light on the end of the dildo? But yeah, they got Job from Arrested Development. He's the new voice.
Will Arnett is he's the car or he's the guy?
He's the car.
Who's the guy?
Whoa. They had a preview of his saying, "Hello, Mike."
Club sauce with chicken fingers.
Michael. That's all I want to hear every time Mike.
My favorite episode of Arrested Development is just the one you were just talking about where Job is in the boat and they're trying to trick George Michael into buying drugs. And so he gets up front. He's like hiding in the boat. He's like, "Uncle Job, are you there?" And he just stands up from behind the boat. George Michael.
That's a great show. Wife hates it.
How can you hate Arrested Development? What is wrong with you?
You have to suck if you hate it.
I mean,
it's completely and utterly retarded.
Okay, shut up,
dude. This must be a chick thing.
Are you saying you don't like it either?
Dave, you're a woman.
I swear to God.
Get over there. We're in the woman camp.
Dave is like, a woman. Arrested Development is like the Big Lebowski. That is like a test of whether or not you have a penis.
I was all like, men. Where's You've Got Mail?
No, it's not like that. You assholes. It's like, my husband's sitting there watching the show, and he's like, "Honey, you gotta come see this. You gotta come see this." I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, "Yeah, what's the point? It's just not funny."
Where is You Got Mail?
The other day.
She needs that laugh track to tell her when to laugh and tell her when it's funny.
You know, I had the same equivalent of a girl, like, when girls get sad, they eat ice cream and watch You've Got Mail? Like, I had the exact same thing. I wasn't feeling too so good, so I got a box of Everlasting Gobstoppers and watched Superfly. That's the dude version. Oh, so I was sad the other day because, okay, so this was final week of school, and I was in this journalism class, and there's this hot, she's not a 10, right? But she was hot, and I was like, "Hey, I could talk to that girl. I'm going to go talk to her." And I was like, here
I go. Was this one of your challenges?
Here I go. I'm going to go talk. And then I would wimp out. And so this pretty much happened every day I was in that class. My brain went through these cycles. So the last day of class, I roll up on my bike. I'm a little bit late because I don't like riding my bike. Get a little sweaty, a little hot. That's what sucks about riding your bike, man, is you get all sweaty when you get to class, and people are like, "Oh, what were you doing? Lifting something heavy? Or doing something cool, running a mile?" Oh, no.
I don't think anybody's ever said that to you.
Yeah, the answer to that is yes. Shut up.
I ran
my bike over cancer on the way here. I'm tired.
So I get there on the last day of class, and for some reason I'm a little late, and all the seats are taken except one.
Uh-oh.
The one Uh-oh. Right beside the hot girl.
The little redhead girl.
Here he goes. So I go, and she even kind of glances at me. We kind of share like a half-second look. Oh, yeah, it was definitely "f*** you" written all over her face. So I meant to say "f*** me." It doesn't matter. So I walk over. I sit down. I'm like, "Hey, what's up, man? I'm Blake."
Hey.
And so I talked to her for a minute. She was really interested in what I was saying. There's this dickweed who sits behind me in that class. I'm like, "Man, that guy really sucks." She's like, "Oh, yeah, man. He's a real asshole. You're funny. Let's make out. I love you." Oh, okay, maybe she didn't say all that. But she was definitely into me at least a little bit. So I get my test. She gets her test as our final exam. It occurs to me, man, this is a perfect opportunity. But I got this test. What if I never see this girl ever again? This is the last day of class. This is my last chance. All right, so I've got to finish this exam before she does. That way I can be like, "Oh, I was just waiting outside, you know, and I was going to see if you want to go grab some lunch or something." So all these fantasies played out in my head. So I'm racing to finish the test, but it's like she's doing the same thing. It's like, I'm trying to win too. So we're both scrambling to beat each other on the test. At least I think she's scrambling. She's probably trying to get away from me. And so finally, I'm going through all the different scenarios. Well, what if I could just turn my test in at the same time, even if I'm not finished? Or I could just, I don't know. I went through all these different scenarios. So I thought, all right, she finished her test. She got up to leave, right? And I'm like, "This is it. This is it. Humphrey Bogart, Sylvester Stallone, this is your big moment." She's standing up, and I kind of reach up to her to say something, and out of my most manly, guttural vocal cords comes, hey. She didn't hear it, and she left, and I never saw her again.
It sounds like an episode of How I Met Your Mom.
Now, see, Blake Buck, here's the difference. Like,
that's the closest I've ever been to first base.
This would have been a simple process. Here's what you do. Does this exam smell like chloroform to you? Boom.
Justin Fick, pickup line. Justin Fick, we have not heard a lot from the Fick camp.
That's right. How's the Fick lady scene going?
She looks like my right hand at the moment.
There was a time where it was on.
Dude, it is off.
Oh, what happened?
It is not being piped through Skype, as it were.
Do you say hi like Blake does to your right hand?
Hi.
Hey.
Look, next time it'll be different, okay? I've been working on my skills, all right? Whatever, man. Have you been working on your skills, William?
Yes. Oh, really? Blake Buck, do we have any feedback emails?
Oh, well, I was gonna wait till that dude... Oh, wait, that's an hour. Wait, we're not going to call him back in a while. Let's see. We do have some. They're mostly stupid, though. Let me see.
Okay, we're going to take care of this right now. Blake Buck, Justin Fick, click that link I sent you.
Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
I got the story.
Okay, well, tell the story.
Lucas, pump in some scary music here. It's a piece of cake, it's like a pretty cake. If the way is hazy. My tale begins as I was walking through a pumpkin patch rumored to be grown on top of land that used to house an insane asylum. Built on an ancient Indian burial ground where a serial killer once lured children to their deaths. While looking for the perfect pumpkin, I started to hear a quiet but high-pitched noise. I soon came across what seemed to be the origin of the noise, an otherwise ordinary pumpkin. I picked up the pumpkin, placed it to my ear, and sure enough, the noise was coming from it. My curiosity raised, I purchased the pumpkin and proceeded back to my home. Grabbing the carving knife, I approached the pumpkin, intending to find out what the mysterious noise was. Suddenly, the noise...
Hold on. You're totally rehearsing this one.
Actually, he's
reading
down
it. For 5 months. Oh.
The noise, which can only be described as a combination of the wails of unborn children and Satan's own laughter, erupted out, overpowering me with a sense of maniacal rage. I repeatedly stabbed the pumpkin with no sense or purpose, just an overwhelming rage, and I soon blacked out. As I came to, my vision slowly coming into focus, I came face to face with a horror that can only be described as the ultimate evil. Aglow with a flame from the fires of hell itself, I found myself staring into face.pumpkin.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Dude, that is impressive.
Wow.
That's pretty... Now, how did you create this? Like, I've never... Like, when I carve a pumpkin, it's got some eyes and a mouth.
Well, it... Like, in the 90s, especially the 90s, they started coming out with those stencils that, you know, you take small little pinpricks, mm-hmm. and it tells you which parts to cut out and which parts to leave in. You get those really fancy pumpkins. Mm. So I just took a face.jpg, just traced it over with some tracing paper, and just figured, like, how to get the features in there. I mean, of course, it's not exactly like it, but, you know, I tried to get most of the face there. And it took me about a night to do it.
I like these, like... The three chins you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, I like
the
face.
When you're doing
there.
Your surprise, your face, like, you don't have a neck or chin. It just sort of all blends into one right here.
I was just following what I had.
Oh, my God. That's either the most awesome or horrifying thing I've ever seen.
I think face dot something should be like a brand name. You know, face dot toilet seat or something.
Aww.
So
that could
this
be
was supposed to be premiered at Halloween, but William Miller sucks, so it did not actually make it.
You dumb.
But this is much better. Dude, the creator himself is here. All right, Blake,
Dude,
what we
is,
got?
Right, that so is impressive.
Go. Oh, now it's time for feedback.
All right, this is from Jonathan S. Says, hey, guys, I noticed that you recently used two news items that I have contributed to the forum. I know that the Wiki Fairy did all the news in the show. A way to go, way to work, by the way. Still, I would like some credit. Uh-oh, you've been busted, Wiki Fairy Jr.
That's right.
And plagiarizing the forums for news. Actually, I think that's exactly how it's supposed to work in the first place. But,
yeah, keep doing that.
You can plagiarize all you want. But yes, credit should be given. This news provided by or something like that. He's even got the sources. Look, he's on top of this. That.
So, what is it, Mr. Plomux?
Yeah.
He brought the heat, son. All right. This is from Calix Gersman at gmail.com. Hey, this is Calix. I've changed my email, so this is my new address. Now, I can't get out of here, internet man. All right. Blake Buck, you are a f***ing idiot. I sent you an email for last week's show, but you didn't read it on the air, so I repeat my stump again. Omega Stone. You know, I know what that is.
Didn't we do this?
Yeah, well, it's Omega. Oh, Blake don't know Omega what one game last on the f***ing planet is. Oh,
it's
okay.
Like the power stone, you know what Omega Stone is? One.
Dude, it sounds like either dumb shooter or dumb RPG.
Next from Sam L. Says, hey, thought I would just flick you a message after listening to episode 33. There's actually a game called Itagaki Street already.
What?
Are you serious? And he's got a link.
I think it's Itadaki Street.
No, this is Itadaki Street. That's not quite the same
thing.
Yeah,
but even IGN itself like misspelled it in their article, and it was Itagaki Street. good spell check, IGN.
Nice.
Dude, they probably have Itagaki in their spell checker. No, I'm serious. Like, dude, Ficarada is in my spell checker. So I'm tired of them putting the fucking red line into my name every time I write it, like an essay or something. So it's been in my heat since college. So dude, if I was a writer for IGN, Itagaki would be in my spell check.
All right, this last email is to Justin Fick. Have you ever tried using the download play on Geometry Wars DS? When I went to Geometry Wars booth at E3, the developer did this thing where everyone got the demo of the game. When he said, what? I can't even read this.
Oh, my God.
I can't read this.
All right. The developer did this thing where everyone there got essentially a demo of the game when he sent it to us from his DS.
I've actually never done download play, but I guess from what I hear, if you get the Wii version, you can kind of, like, squirt a demo to your DS.
Oh, wait. That reminds me. That reminds me. Have you heard of the new, like, Nintendo announced recently that you're going to be able to download, like, DS, full DS games and send them to...
No, that's a rumor.
Squirt them to your Wii?
That's a rumor.
Or your DS? Oh, okay. Wow.
But
that would be cool.
It's likely to happen, but, I mean, it's not official.
I like that. Squirt them to your DS.
Well, that's the Zune term.
It'd be like Super Game Boy all over again.
So much for feedback. We didn't really get many.
Dude, I just want the opportunity to say I'm squirting something from my Wii.
Thank you, Justin Fick. All right.
How much time it is now? Can you get?
Dude, what's that? Uh-oh. This is like in Go when you put one piece down.
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right, you guys know what time it is? It's time for the stump.
We should do stump differently. I think we should be stumped by our studio audience. The three of us.
Just let you know, I did bring a stump this time, and I think it's a pretty good one.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I think
no.
So.
No, that one. That wasn't. No, I didn't say it right. Okay, well, Justin Fick, lay your stump on us, and then we'll do some stumps over here. So, what you got for us this week?
I will pre-stump festivities. All right, so my stump for you guys is called Raid on Bungling Bay.
Wait a minute.
Raid on Bumbling Bay?
Bungling.
Bungling.
I think I've played this before. Is it real old?
It's pretty old.
It's like old PC game?
I played it on the NES, but I think there is also a computer version.
I don't know. What is it, Justific? Do any of y'all know the...
Actually, yes, there was a version for Commodore 64. In fact, it was originally on Commodore.
All right, lay it on us.
So Raid on Bungling Bay was actually the first game made by Will Wright. So basically, you get you're in a chopper. It's an action game You're in a chopper, and you sort of like you take off. It's kind of like top down view, and you sort of fly around. And then there's there's like a carrier that you take off from. You have to protect, and then there's factories you have to blow up with bombs. You get guns and bombs, and you can blow stuff up. And it was actually really dull. But since then, Will Wright has basically just disowned this game. Like, he's like, because of this game, he is never doing an action game ever again.
All right. So I know some of you guys got a stump, because we're the holy trifecta here. I mean, I think you would be hard-pressed to find any game on the planet.
I'll go first, then.
All right. What you got for us?
I got Big Bang Beat.
Who? What was the last word?
Beat.
Big Bang Beat.
Big Bang Beat.
Well, that better be as awesome as it sounds, because I like all of those words, especially in the order that they came.
Is it a rhythm game?
No.
All right, here we go. Big Bang Beat. This is okay, you know, like in the music video for Michael Jackson's Bad, there's like the bad gang of 80s rockers, but they're also like dancing and like hitting their hands, like, yeah, we're going to fight you. This is a real-time strategy game around that.
Nah.
Well, we need to make that.
You're not even in that genre.
God damn, that sounds like fun.
That sounds amazing.
Although you were close with fight, I guess, the idea of fighting.
Okay, so what is it?
It's a game by a group called Alice Soft. They do all the, shall I rape Ayumi yes or no games. But this one takes the pre-existing characters from a game called Big Bang Age. And it's a fighter, like Guilty Gear and Street Fighter, 2D fighter, 2D Satan elements, and fighting with weeaboo animation. it's pretty intense, but it's all in Japanese, so you can't understand a damn thing that's going on in the story, like there really is one. But it's like blaring in your face.
That's the same thing that I just described.
Well, there so is no androgynous
you should have gone,
white
like,
guy.
I know that when you heard that title, you immediately thought of that game or something like it, something with titties and male oriented perhaps. Should have gone with your gut there, Blake Buck.
Should have gone with my gut. You're right. All right, anybody got any more stuff?
Actually, hold on, but before we go on, I'm reading up a little more on Raid on Bungling Bay, and I think I found the best game publisher title ever. So Raid on Bungling Bay was published for the Commodore 64 in the UK by a company called Areola Soft. I am not making this up. Areola
Wow.
Soft.
Wow.
Dude, I'm doing it right now. I'm starting a company called Twat Soft.
All right, now it looks like Spawn has got a stunt for us.
Man, I don't know how I can follow up that. How the hell can you follow that up? All right. Anyway, Section Z.
Is this like
I've played Section Z,
World War Z, or whatever that book is with the zombie invasion?
Dude, that book is so fucking amazing.
Is it? Is it good? Like, it's real popular. I hear it. I mean, Simon's got a copy of it. I was thinking about reading it.
Dude, there's World War Z, and there's also the Zombie Survival Guide. Same yeah. author. Read both.
Okay.
It's, actually, Mel Brooks' son that wrote both of those.
No kidding. Really? Huh. Well, I will turn to him in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
You are correct.
Okay, so Sector Z?
Section Z.
Section Z. Okay.
Well, Z, obviously.
Obviously, there are several sections, but this one, being the last, is extra important.
And it has zombies.
Now,
it's got to have zombies. It's Section
okay,
Z.
Okay, so this maybe I'm going with Light Gun Game from the early 90s involving zombies on the Saturn, maybe?
Incorrect, sir.
Well, what is right. it?
I got this. I got this. Go Section it, Z, man. It was... I played it on Nintendo. And it was made by Capcom.
Yep.
And it was like a side-scrolling shooter. And then it was kind of unique in that you can, enemies are coming at you from both sides, and then A and B were shooting either direction. So A would shoot to the right, B would shoot to the left. And then it was kind of weird because when you got to the end of the level, it gave you a choice of which levels to go in. So it kind of branched off. I never really played it that much, but I played it enough to know what it is.
I will say that's the only NES game I own that I've never beaten. can't figure that shit out for some reason.
A little bitter about that one.
No, I can kill. I can kill. It's just the choice at the end. I don't like choices.
Choice bad.
Choices suck.
Dude, speaking of NES game that people in there are beating, dude, I beat Battletoads. In fact, you know what? Like,
no, you didn't. No.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Not the
no.
Battletoads. I beat Battletoads.
No, you did not beat Battletoads.
All of them have bike level.
All of them have bike level. Look. That is impossible. You have to give us proof.
We all talk about how hard Battletoads is. But you know what, though? I have an admission
Wait,
to make.
Wait, Matt Kay has beaten the bike level?
I beat bike level.
Dude, the bike level is fucking... Not only is it not that hard, it is
I can get there with or without the warp zone.
I don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
It's blasphemy.
I believe when I see... We'll fire it up on that ROM box.
Yeah, you want to try it. We can fire it up.
It's been a while.
Oh, now the story has changed. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't say I could do. That's what you do and did.
But I don't know why everyone complains about the bike level, because the bike level is awesome. I don't know what the big deal is.
It's the 1 second to last level that's the bitch, where you have to outrun the magic
ball.
Circle.
Oh, yeah, God. That dude, you cannot do that one on an emulator with 360 sticks. It's impossible.
No, that sucks.
You have to have it on a keyboard. It's just you can't get it precise enough. But yes, the bike level. Is my bitch. I have nothing else to say. It's squealed under my massive ball sack.
I don't believe it.
All right. So
anyway, go on.
Any more stumps? Anybody? I think. Oh, you've got a stump. Oh, I'm ready for it.
All right, I got one for you.
This is gonna be like Zuma 2, Revenge of the Zooms.
Shut your pie hole.
Dude, bring it on.
Dude, nothing. Anyway. Broken Sword Smoking Mirror.
I've heard of this game. What the hell's going on? Oh, whoa, children. Don't pull that cord anymore. It's already at max. Okay, Broken Mirror Smoking Sword.
Yeah, reverse that.
Reverse that.
Smoking...
Broken Sword, Smoking Mirror.
I can't deal with this. It's too much. It's too much going on in here. All right.
Dude, it sounds like one of them, like a game based on Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but they couldn't get the license for it.
All right, I bet...
No, I got my theory, too. You go first.
I bet it's it's one of those games that came out around the time Myst did. One of those point and clicks. Maybe even before that, like kind of like... Seventh Guest or something in that vein. Horror.
That's a good guess. What I was thinking, it might be one of those games that's like, you know, EconoSoft, and it's based on like some bullshit TV show that you've never heard of that they slapped together for $10. You know what I'm talking about? The ones that are like, if you guys ever go to like, what's that store? Like TJ Maxx? has anybody here ever been to TJ Maxx?
Yes.
And they have like... For some reason, a software section there.
I know.
And it's got, like, preschool and Deal or No Deal the game. This would be right beside that.
Oh, you... Never mind. I'm going to say that. It's an old-style adventure game. William Miller wins.
Woo! That's right.
It is a point and click, but it was the very first game I played that hooked me on video games.
Really?
Yes.
So what did you do in this game?
You played a character, and damned if I can remember his name, and you basically got yourself stuck into a mystery where you had to go back and forth to different areas, mostly dealing with the Mayan history, and you had to find artifacts and things that you picked up in the game. You could combine them together to make weapons and tools and things to use. It was just... blew my mind at the time.
Now, is this game pre or post Myst?
It definitely would have been post. Yeah, it would have had to been post. There wasn't anything like Myst before.
Well, there were all the Scum games.
Yeah. But no, Scum came after Myst. Myst was like...
Scum came first, dude.
Did it really?
Maniac Mansion?
No, I know that. Maniac Mansion came out before Myst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. No.
Yeah.
No.
Just a pick. Wikipedia that right quick.
Dude, I'm Wikipedia in that.
Blake's right always, okay? That's all you need to know.
But the Broken Sword series is really long and actually starts with a game called Shadow of the Templars. I haven't played it yet, but I got it for Christmas. And as soon as we can figure out if my computer can handle it or not, we're going to load that baby up and
it's
go.
It's still going, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
They keep developing games.
And who's the developer?
Isn't there one coming to the Wii? Isn't there one coming to the Wii?
Justin Fick, what's the verdict?
All right, verdict is Myst is 93. Maniac Mansion is 87.
That's right.
this other game though kind of reminds me of you ever go to the arcades and they have the like the ninja sword game. It's kind of like a Wii controller, but it's a ninja sword and it's got like the big, you know, the freaking like motion sensing. You guys ever played that?
I played that game, the ninja sword.
Dude, that is so awesome. I went awesome in there and almost got thrown out because I was, you know, swinging around the sword like.
Last time I played it, I almost hit a little kid in the head with it.
I remember the boxing game they got like that. Whatever that motion sensor boxing.
Y'all remember the He-Man sword?
Did y'all
ever get
the
He-Man sword for Christmas or something? It made the noise when you held it up.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I got books as a child.
Yeah, I remember He-Man sword.
Books and coal.
The two worst things.
I don't know what's worse.
You can't eat either of them.
Man, I got the ugliest sweater for Christmas. Like, I didn't get anything for Christmas. I don't know if you guys have big families, but I got a big family. And we all get together. And it used to be when I was a kid, everybody would buy me presents. But then I got a little older, and now I'm in the big kid pool where I just get one person's name and I buy it for that person. Oh, so my one gift I got this year out of all my family was this disgustingly striped green and gray sweater.
Dude, you should have wore it for the show.
All right. Well, we are coming up on 1 hour from our challenge.
Did we call him?
I think we called him around 9:10, or not. Sorry,
9.
There's my dyslexia. It's 4:10. So we'll give him a couple more minutes. We'll give him to the hour, and then we'll call him back.
Blake Buck, what was your first game you ever played? Your first video game?
Probably your mama. That's right.
What is that?
Right.
Is that
I'm
a platformer?
Mature.
It's a rhythm game.
I remember Blake Buck and I lived in the dorms. He'd play Samba de Amigo, and he'd get so sweaty.
Look,
it was ridiculous.
Look, I've got fluids inside of me that just want to get out.
Oh, dude.
Oh, you guys ever do this? Like, I was riding in my car the other day, and do you ever, like, play games when you're driving the car? Like, I got the speck on my window, right?
Like DS or something?
No, not that kind of game. There's, like, a speck on my windshield as I'm driving. It's, like, right here, and so I'm like, oh, here it comes. And I'm about to go past a bridge, and then, like, the speck kind of intersects the bridge, and you think, like, it's a laser beam. And you're like, Zia! Cut that building in half!
No,
guess,
never done
I
that.
I guess that's just me. I just imagine that the specs are laser beams. Okay, what's wrong with?
All right.
So what are the bugs? Are those grenades?
All right, we're calling David in back. I'm tired of this nonsense. Are y'all ready?
Let me get the battle music ready.
Cue up the battle music there, Justin. All right, here he comes.
Hello.
David M's Best Damn Podcast Ever. How you doing?
You can stop, Justin.
Quit.
Dude, I had the duck all going for you, damn it.
Oh, you
I had the duck.
So,
audio joke.
So, David M, you have good news for us.
I know how to jiggle them levels.
Don't worry. Yes, I've completed the task.
Have you really? Yes. All right. Well, we want to see it. Why don't you post those pictures somewhere? We'll look at them.
It's on a camera, that's for sure. But the cable to connect the camera to the computer is unavailable.
Wazoo excuse. Okay. Well. We look. Why don't you tell us the story? While you figure something out.
Hey, I'm trying to figure something out right now.
There's got to be a story.
So I'm like, okay, he's right. There are a lot of pretty women here. But how can I find one on such short notice?
Prostitute. That would...
Yeah.
Now, you can top out and like,
sure,
find
sure
like a...
Cash.
Would you stop? You didn't cop out. Don't touch anything on that table. So you didn't cop out and, like, go get your sister or something, right? Did you find a stranger, or what'd you do?
Well, no, I work at a grocery store, so the bakery section is full of them. Because, you know, they cook. That's how it goes.
That's right. Women do be cooking all the time.
Oh, I'm really freaking offended here.
Excuse me. So, all right, so what happened?
So she was already helping a customer, but I had to awkwardly approach in the strangest proposition I think I've ever made. And she was like, fine. And I got the picture.
Is your next battle challenge going to be find a new job?
Yeah, that wasn't like your boss or something, was it?
Yeah, my boss would not find that hilarious in any
Well, rest assured, we do.
And that's all that matters.
Yes, that's all. So are we going to see these pictures or not?
You will get them. It's just going to take a little while. Keep your eyes out. What email address should I send them to once I get
Tell you what, just here's what you need to do. When you get the cord and all that, just post the thing to the forum.
Now, just email them to feedback at bestdamnpodcast.com.
Okay, yeah. Email them to feedback. And we will judge. But tentatively, I think you've won battle.
So congratulations, right, sir.
Justin Fick, how about some victory music for David N?
Should we record something in case he failed?
Oh, hold on. I got it. Excellent. One second.
Oh. Oh, it hurts.
All right, Blade Bug, let's wrap this up. Travesty of a show.
All right, that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that? Well, we got to remind everybody, if you want to send us any feedback, you're going to do that via a feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. If you want to sign up for battle, you can either call, send us an email with the word battle in it, or there really should be a better word. What? I don't know. Battle is fine. Because I was searching for battle, I found a whole bunch of, like, GameStop flyers and stuff.
No.
No, I'll sort it out. Okay, you can also call us at 845-BATTLE-9 as our voicemail, where we heard the Mo Money Boys. So if you want to do that, you can either sign up there or in the email. Vote for us at podcastalley.com.
We've got to fix it.
There's links in the show notes and also on the website itself. You want to donate any money, it's donate at bestdamnpodcastever.com.
Dude,
in fact,
stuff
somebody,
that ballot.
Somebody donated recently. William, keep us rolling. What else we gotta say?
Also, well, Blake Buck already mentioned this, but if you donated to Christian C's effort, okay, if you donated to Christian C's effort to fight cancer, you will be getting those shirts shortly. As soon as Blake Buck gets back home, he's gonna run those off. That said, also
anybody else
who wants,
like,
one,
surely I owe Sippin' a shirt for something.
But also, if you would like one, Blake Buck is gonna run off quite a few, I think, and we're gonna price them and put those on the site. No, we're not. But they will be made available somehow. You got it yet?
Gina K. $15 bucks from Gina K.
Thank you, Gina K.
So thank you. Woo! All right, we got anything else, guys?
That's about it. It was a great show. We sure appreciate you guys being here. This is awesome. We want to do this more.
Absolutely. So be on the lookout. Maybe there'll be another live show in the future at some point.
BDPE Perhaps. Live on the road?
Perhaps.
We'll tour. You know, all of our millions of fans will surely come out.
All right, I found it.
Uh-oh.
Are we, dude, if this dude fails battle, if pictures do not surface, record this.
What?
that is? That's Death Star, son. Dude, that is old. That is old school. The Death Star. Play it again.
Hold on. Let me get up.
Oh, I didn't
wait,
hear
shh, shh, shh. You remember that? That's old. IMG. That's wow. That's amazing.
All right, so from all... Oh, let me put that down. So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
I'm Justin Fick.
We're from Georgia. Woo!
And we'll see you next time.
I found the candy. It's such a pretty sight. It makes the food taste dandy, but my tummy hurts all night. I'll put in some ingredients, but keep the rest for me. I'm not just disobedient, I'm careful, can't you see? It's a piece of cake, make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy, never use a magic recipe. Your cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you making food is just like science, with tools that blend and paste, and every fun appliance gives the food a different taste.
Is that a lot?
Mm-hmm. Got it in my eye.
Like it in your eyeball again? Holy Toledo.
He gotta do the cooking by the book.
Oh, a little bit in the
yeah.